For many young people around the continent, one of the most tangible benefits of being in the European Union is having the opportunity to study in another EU state. For exactly 20 years, the main body helping facilitate such international study has been the Erasmus programme. Ahead of a large Erasmus conference in Prague, Ian Willoughby has been finding out what it means for Czech students and universities.
Around 500 delegates from 31 states are coming to the Czech Technical University this weekend. They're celebrating both the 20th anniversary of the foundation of the Erasmus Student Network and the 50th anniversary of the Treaty of Rome. Petra Šlechtová is from the Czech National Agency for European Educational Programmes. On the eve of the Prague conference, I asked her how many Czechs now take part in the programme, 8 years after the country joined.
The last number for the year for the academic year 2005-2006, it was 4,725 Czech students. The number is increasing every year, so this year it's around 5,000 Czech students. They are usually going to Germany, Spain, France and Great Britain. And the most favorite subject for studies abroad is business and management.
Erasmus helps students integrate and provide some funding, such as for the extra costs that arise from living in a more expensive country. That can be important for Czech students. One person with a good overview of the significance the program has for them is Professor Václav Havlíček, rector of the Czech Technical University.
This program is very important for improvement of skills of our students. We have in our plans the main idea that every student should spend as minimum one semester abroad. And without the support of Erasmus, it would not be possible. With the support of Erasmus, we are yet able to send everybody from PhD studies abroad, and important part of students in engineering programs too.
And what about traffic in the other direction? Professor Havlíček says in the early days, the number of students coming to the Czech Republic was far lower than the number of Czechs studying elsewhere in Europe. But that has changed.
In the last 2 years, the exchange is completely balanced. Every year, about 500 students of Czech Republic Czech Technical University, not of the Republic as a whole, are going outside, and the same number are incoming students. And they are visiting regular lectures in English language, and these students are usually better than the foreign students that are studying full time in Czech Republic.
The rector of the Czech Technical University, Professor Václav Havlíček, ending that report by Ian Willoughby.